Hello, friends, and welcome to today's encouragement from Our Daily Bread. Our reading, titled, Giving God My Work, was written by Patricia Rabin. The magazine I was writing for felt important, so I struggled to present the best possible article I could for the high-ranking editor. Feeling pressure to meet her standards, I kept rewriting my thoughts and ideas, but what was my problem? Was it my challenging topic? Or was my real worry personal? Would the editor approve of me and not just my words? For answers to our job worries, Paul gives trustworthy instruction. In a letter to the Colossian church, Paul urged believers to work not for approval of people, but for God. As the apostle said in Colossians chapter 3, "Whatever you do, work at it with all your heart, as working for the Lord, not for human masters, since you know that you will receive an inheritance from the Lord as a reward. It is the Lord Christ you are serving." Reflecting on Paul's wisdom, we can stop struggling to look good in the eyes of our earthly bosses. For certain, we honor them as people and seek to give them our best. But if we work as for the Lord, asking Him to lead and anoint our work for Him, He'll shine a light on our efforts. Our reward? Our job pressures ease and our assignments are completed. Even more, we'll one day hear Him say, "Well done." Today's Our Daily Bread devotional scripture reading is from Colossians chapter 3, verses 22 through 25. "Slaves, obey your earthly masters in everything, and do it not only when their eye is on you and to curry their favor, but with sincerity of heart and reverence for the Lord. Whatever you do, work at it with all your heart, as working for the Lord, not for human masters, since you know that you will receive an inheritance from the Lord as a reward. It is the Lord Christ you are serving. Anyone who does wrong will be repaid for their wrongs, and there is no favoritism." Let's pray. Heavenly Father, as we face job pressures, it's easy to forget that we're ultimately working for you and not truly for another person. Redirect our hearts and minds so we put you first in all we do. Thank you, Lord. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thanks for listening today. My name is Joyce Dinkins, and today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.